concern with Antrell and his knee?
He had a good mental practice today. You know, he didn't have a physical practice, but mentally he's all into it, so no concern.
Because he doesn't generally miss practice.
Never misses a thing. Just more precautionary than anything else. It was probably erring on the side of good judgment.
You think he'll play on Sunday?
Oh, yeah. I don't think there's any question about it.
I mean, just because it's him or because it's not so serious or just, you know?
I mean, you know, he practiced on Monday, he practiced on Wednesday, you know, and then, so I think he'll be ready to roll.
You're not used to.
He's not used to missing a thing. You know, it's unusual when he misses anything.
He seems ticked off about it, too.
Yes.
He's conveyed that. I mean, he doesn't like...
You know what? He's my kind of guy because he doesn't like to miss a rep. And you like players like that.
He said he was unsure, I guess. And he said if he couldn't go, Stevie Brown would be the next guy in. Is that correct?
Either hit Stevie or myself. But I'm sure he'll be there.
Sorry, how's J-Ron? What do you think about him for Sunday night?
You know what? We just got to wait and see. You got to talk to Tom, talk to the trainers. You know, he didn't work today.
Yeah.
You know, so we'll see tomorrow. If he works tomorrow, then hey, you know, it'll look more promising. But you know, we won't know that until tomorrow and see what happens after tomorrow.
What do you think the root cause is for the amount of pressure that Michael Vick has been taking this season? Is it just the offensive line, or are there some other things at play?
You know, the games that I watch, you know, sometimes he leaves the pocket, you know, and then sometimes they have breakdowns here and there. And, you know, when he leaves the pocket, people have been able to get some solid hits on him. So I think it's just a combination of both. You know, there's no one certain thing.
Is some of it part of him just holding on to the ball maybe a little too much?
You know, I don't know their progressions as far as their reads. And I know sometimes, you know, Michael, when he has the ball, it seems like he gets rid of it pretty quick to me. And then, like I say, sometimes when the read's not there and he pulls it down, he'll pull the ball down and he'll run, he'll take a hit. So I don't think that, like I say, I don't think there's one cause of it. People have just been able to get to him and hit him this year.
I guess some of the guys have said the Eagles really, over the years, have prepared for your guys' front to kind of neutralize it. I mean, how much can you tell that they are really making an effort to neutralize what you guys do up front?
Oh, they make a big effort to, you know, to stabilize our defensive ends and, you know, make sure that they shut off the inside. You know, they don't get as many guys out in the routes when they do that, when they try to max protect, we'll call it max protection. You know, normally they run two or three man routes at that point in time, and they don't get five guys out, which, you know, a lot of teams try to get four and five people out. You know, they chip our guys and try to stop them from rushing. So, I mean, they have a very good plan for to be able to try to neutralize our rush.
Did you like the four-man rotation at defensive tackle, being able to get Marvin Austin in there and take down the snap counts for your starters a little bit?
You know, it was good to see Marvin play, you know, because he hasn't played in a number of years. And so to get him in, to knock some of the rust off, obviously he needs a lot of work. And obviously we always like to see him work and see what he can produce. So it was good to have him in. I think he got maybe 15 to 18 plays in that football game. Yeah.
Does Corey have to prepare any differently playing with a broken hand?
You know, I say yes, but I don't know if he does or doesn't, because he made some plays in practice today that were just, like, outstanding. Obviously, we're concerned with, hey, how well will he with a wrap tackle, you know, but, you know, he looked like he did that pretty well today. So I'm saying no, based on his performance in practice.
Can he catch the ball, though, with it?
He made some outstanding catches today in practice with his left hand, was just phenomenal. So he practices. Corey he goes out and plays ball.
Do you think he'll have to adjust? We saw him go low a couple times on, like, Tolbert. Maybe you would have to do that anyway, but just kind of use his shoulder and kind of knock the guy over. Would he maybe adjust how he tackles?
He better not. He better go knock the hell out of that guy.
we got time for two more questions, guys.
Opposite him, is Prince your starter on Sunday?
Prince will be the starter on Sunday, no doubt, yes.
OC was saying that some teams that you watched are sort of blitzing Michael a little bit, sort of rolling the dice and conceding some big plays to save a game. Is that what you've seen too?
You know, I've seen a lot of pressure against the Eagles. I don't know if they're conceding big plays or not because, you know, they're a big play offense. When you look at them, you know, they have a lot of playmakers and they spread the ball around a lot. So, but people have been pressuring them more than what we see other, you know, when we watch opponents, they normally don't pressure them as much. So, and they've been able to get home.
Did you start that trend a couple of years ago when you blitzed roll on every single, nearly every play with him?
I can't say I started that trend, but I think it's a good trend. Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.